The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to California Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities throughout the state of California. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of this great state and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed entrepreneurs, along with business and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and welcome to California Business Connections. As a former chamber president and now the new Inclusivity Project Coordinator, I'm focused on helping all small businesses, especially Black and minority businesses. The Inclusivity Project is a project under the SBA's NORCAL SBD Center. Now, SBD stands for Small Business Development Center. Each SBDC center has certified business advisors that help business owners with training, even one-on-one consulting, for free. That's right, for free. Any small business can get this help. Yet my job is to make sure that Black-owned businesses know about these services too. Go to our website, theinclusivityproject.com. Inclusivity is spelled INCLUSIVITY project.com. Well, we help them start, we help them finance, we help them grow, we even help businesses exit. If you're interested in getting help for your business, contact the Silicon Valley Black Chamber and ask for me, Carl Davis. Whether it's capital, the vital money you need for your business, or technical assistance, that's help on operating and growing your business. Send me an email with subject line radio show to Carl Davis Jr. at Comcast.net. That's Carl Davis Jr. at Comcast.net. My guest today is Wesley Alexander, CEO of CoBiz Richmond, and I'm looking forward to this. Wesley, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mr. Carl. It's a pleasure to be here, and definitely salute the work that you do to have impact on Black businesses in terms of helping them become more sophisticated, helping them scale, helping to get access to capital. So definitely honored to be here today and to work with you.
Well, we know you're going to dive into CoBiz Richmond, and we're going to talk a lot about that. But Wesley, I like for people to get to know you.
Tell
me a little bit about who is Wesley Alexander.
No problem. I appreciate the opportunity to share a little more. So I'm a person who at an early age, really purpose-driven from the standpoint of recognizing inequities in our communities, whether in Brooklyn, New York, or Baltimore, Maryland, Philadelphia, D.C., just seeing the trends. And so at a very early age, I decided to say I'm gonna use my education and my professional experience to get to understand the best practices, how things work, so that I can waterfall those best practices into our community and really help our businesses, our nonprofits, our community-based organizations move in a more sophisticated way, in a more authentic way, and ultimately to see the quality of life outcomes that we truly deserve. And that's been my motivation. So as a result, I have a background in science, law, business, even law enforcement, intelligence, where I got a chance to be exposed to how things work. And I really am honored to be able to work side by side with leaders like yourself as well as sometimes novice entrepreneurs, people who are creating a podcast, people who are like, I want to figure out how to expand my nonprofit. I get a chance to help people build their dreams. And that's what I'm about, helping people bring their visions to life in a way that benefits all of us.
Wow. You came from Brooklyn. I didn't know that, Wesley. And from Brooklyn to Baltimore. Tell me a little bit about that. You know, where is your college or what school did you go to?
No problem. So I was born in Brooklyn, New York, as a firstborn generation Grenadian American, and spent most of my time growing up in Jersey and going back and forth to New York to see family. But then ultimately went to college at Loyola University in Maryland. And then I went to American University for my JD MBA graduate program that I did there. And well,
Go ahead. I was going to say something about that. Go ahead.
And the reason why, while I was an undergrad, I actually had a focus on medicine. And during that time, I was working in an area called Phelps Point with our young black and brown youth in a very, very underinvested community. And I did that about all 4 years. And while I was doing that work, I was like, man, has anything changed? Because I read this book where 20 years ago, a same gentleman was doing similar work. And I was like, man, this is not good enough. And so I started exploring like what's missing. And that's where I was like, you know, in the arenas of law and business, those are things that impact communities phenomenally, whether it's policies, whether it's opportunities to access to jobs or the workforce development. And I was like, well, I don't know much about that, but how can I get into that space? And so I remember telling my parents I'm going to transition from the sciences to maybe going to sociology. Like, what? Like, you crazy. And then, so there was a big back and forth in terms of that conversation, especially since I had all my credits done. And they were like, I was like, you know, like, at least finish what you started, and you can always go into that pathway or that field, but just do a little more due diligence. So what I found was like, hey, there's this joint JD MBA programs out there that you can take. And I was coming into an arena completely new to me, but I was like, this is where I need to be. And I feel to this day, those relationships and experiences that I gathered from whether the mentoring program, whether the sciences, whether doing the joint JD MBA, all those things I'm leveraging to have impact on people that I work with today.
Mm. Well, tell me a little bit about this mixer you're doing. This is the end of the year mixer for the Inclusivity Project. Tell me a little bit about that.
You know, ultimately, that mixer is happening on November 30th from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And one of the biggest motivations of having this mixer is that 2023 has been a very intense year on all of us. A lot of us who are entrepreneurs, you know, in a economically uncertain environment, high inflation, it's pretty obvious that people are going through things. So it's kind of a way to celebrate our discipline, our ability to endure, and for us to come together and be able to say, we attended Inclusivity Project workshops, we went to the Capitol summits, we've been participating in pitch competitions, but here's an opportunity to kind of let our hair down, for lack of a better word, and really just network amongst each other, and also welcome the rest of the community, brown entrepreneurs, AAPI entrepreneurs, Caucasian entrepreneurs, just have a chance to be in a space and for us to really celebrate the work that we're moving to in terms of becoming more sophisticated as entrepreneurs, scaling our organizations, building strong relationships with investors, whether they're CDFIs, whether they're big banks, whether they're micro lenders, angel investors, whoever. But let's have a space where we can gather. And it's really something that social capital is a big part of doing business, building relationships. We can take all these classes. We can put the perfect presentation together, but we don't have relationships with individuals and with organizations, all that work will be for naught. And so I thought this was a critical component that Mr. Carl and I were able to come to agreement about. This is something that we should do, and that's what it's about.
Wow, man, you know, you said something about helping, you know, businesses reach their dreams or something like that. How'd you state that?
About really helping, you know, behind every business is a person, and that person has a vision, and sometimes they don't have the know-how. So providing the infrastructure to help people execute their vision in a very tangible, sustainable, and economically effective way.
Wow. So even if you don't have a business currently, you suggest that a person should come to this mixer because this is the way they find out if, you know, they'd have ideas for people to support them or even get some funding or whatever. Would you suggest that somebody who doesn't have a business still should come?
Without question, some of the best businesses that are developed originate when you meet someone who has a similar idea as you or a similar interest. And sometimes it's being in a space where you can see people who look like yourself or someone who has done it before you and be able to pick their brain and understand what was their journey and how did they endure through the tough times or what are some of the lessons learned. Like, we have to be wherever we want to go in life, we must make sure we put ourselves in those atmospheres. You can't be a doctor without necessarily going to, let's say, medical school or learning from someone that is an expert in herbs, right? You have to be in the spaces and places that you want to essentially see yourself in. And this is a safe space. This is a space where you can come as yourself, whether you are, whether you have a high school diploma or not, whether you have a college degree or not, whether you are a white collar professional or a blue collar professional, whether you are housed or unhoused, it doesn't matter. Just bring your purpose, bring your intentionality. Don't be afraid to say hello. We're talking to people. Yes, people may have titles. At the end of the day, Mr. Carl is a human being. If you say what's up, he's going to say what's up to you. Same with me. And that's the atmosphere we've created within the Inclusivity Project, as well as with CoBiz Richmond, a place for people to thrive. And if you're serious about it, you can find the resources and the support to do so.
Well, where is it at? We have to finally let people know where is CoBiz Richmond at and how can they get there?
So CoBiz Richmond is in downtown Richmond, California. It's a beautiful space, about 9,000 square feet, located literally at the footsteps of the Richmond BART station. This is one of the few stations in the Bay where the Amtrak, the Capital Corridor, BART, the AC Transit all convene. And we're only 6 minutes away from the Richmond Ferry, which goes from Richmond to San Francisco. So you have a plethora of options to be able to access the space, and parking is very, very easy. There's ample parking on the street. We have a city parking lot right behind us, and we have the Richmond BART parking garage right above us, and it's free to park there after 3 p.m. So you really if you have any concerns in regard to safety or parking and things of that nature, I can promise you, you're in great hands. I really encourage you guys, if you haven't been to downtown Richmond, to come to CoBiz, come to this mixer, and come see what we're building. And maybe you might find some resources and allies there that might be very influential to your own journey.
Oh, man, I love what you're talking about, man. I do. I really do. I'm Carl Davis Jr., and you're listening to California Business Connections. I got today's guest is Wesley Alexander. He's the CEO of CoBiz Richmond, and we're going to host a mixer there November 30th. Tell us a little bit more about the mixer, Wesley.
Yeah, so at the mixer, for the end of year business mixer, we want to encourage all current entrepreneurs. If you run your own nonprofit, if you're a leader of a CBO, if you're running a startup, if you're thinking about starting a business, we encourage you to attend. We're going to have some food catered by a local Richmond entrepreneur called Soulfully Dope Kitchen, and she's going to be offering her great soul food cuisine, healthy soul food cuisine to the members there, to the guests as well. Ultimately, we're looking to celebrate and acknowledge the contributions of Mr. Carl Davis Jr. as the director of the Inclusivity Project. He has really helped take the Inclusivity Project to another level in terms of having to reach in different spaces from Sacramento down to San Jose to East Bay here in Richmond as well. And we just want to say thank you for the work that you do. Also, we want to acknowledge the different chambers and centers that have influenced the success of the entrepreneurs that have come through the Inclusivity Project. And lastly, we want people just to network. We want people to build relationships. As you move into the new year, those relationships we know can prove very, very influential and impactful. And that's the whole intent of having a mixer, is social capital. Like, hey, how are you doing? What do you do? Just getting a chance to know people. That's what business is all about. With that said, You can find out more information on Eventbrite. If you type in the words end of year business mixer for CoBiz Richmond, you can find it there. You can also go to our website, www.cobizrichmond.com, or you can go on our social media, let's say to our Instagram, where you can find it in our link tree as well to be able to register for the event. The event is free. We just want you to bring your body, bring your digital business card, bring your paper business card, and bring your smile, and we'll have a great time.
Man, I think people are going to be blown away when they come to your facility. I mean, I was so impressed with that facility. Tell me more about, if I was an entrepreneur and I wanted to rent some space, or, you know, how would I interact with you at CoBiz Richmond?
Yes, so I appreciate the question. So just so you guys know, CoBiz Richmond is a co-working space. For people who aren't familiar with what a co-working space is, think of it as a complex where multiple businesses are able to convene to get access to office space if they desire, a meeting space if they need to, event space, a creative space, and as well as access to technical assistance, i.e. business coaching, office hours with a banker, access to wraparound services if you're having if you're stressing, you need to talk to a marriage and family therapist. Essentially, what we created is a hub. And the reason why we created this hub is that we're on a mission to facilitate wellness entrepreneurially, professionally, and personally in marginalized communities. And we started here in Richmond, California, as we're pretty sure people are aware of the historical inequities, whether it's educationally, economically, environmentally, socially, and on and on. So this space represents hope in terms of we're trying to create a solution. A lot of times we find people are isolated in marginalized communities. They're trying to do great work, but they don't have access to the resources. They don't have access to each other. So CoBiz is really built to be a central space that people can access in an affordable manner, and they can also access the building at a time that works for them. CoBiz is open 24/7. And so instead of going to Panera Bread or instead of going to Starbucks, you can come to CoBiz in a safe environment. You can set up your laptop, get access to wonderful Wi-Fi, get access to free black and white printing, scanning, copying. Also get access to free coffee and tea. And you can conduct business. And if you need to get access to a boardroom or a huddle room, you can also book that. If you need to have access to a monthly office space, you can do that. If you prefer to only have an office by the hour, office by the day, you can also secure that space as well. Our whole intention is that we want to make things flexible so that the space works for you and your needs. And ultimately, as you grow, the space can grow with you. And when you reach that real big milestone, you'll be able to say, you know what, CoBiz has served my needs, and now I'm moving into my own building. But the whole intention is that it's a space for people of all backgrounds. We've had venture capitalists in the space, and we also had returning citizens in the space in the same day. And they have a chance to interact with each other. And there's not too many spaces in the Bay where that happens. And that's what CoBiz is about, impacting people and showing them what's possible.
Man, access to capital, access to technical assistance or education, that's business knowledge. Yes. And then access to opportunities, that's networking. I mean, you bring all three of those and more, don't you, Wesley?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. People sometimes say, you know, what does the community need? I'm like, if you go to Palo Alto or Berkeley and you see the resources that are there, it shouldn't be any different than any thriving community. And so what we're trying to do is be the example of what does that look like? Where, you know, if you're just generationally well, but your health outcomes aren't, or is your community really thriving? And we know we need a nexus of all those elements, entrepreneurship, professional development, and personal wellness to be very vibrant and strong. And as a result, that's where you see that beautiful innovation. That's where you see thriving businesses, thriving communities. And so we're just trying to be a critical part of that. And the unique thing about it is that our space has become a regional space. It's not just stakeholders from Richmond using the space. We have people from Santa Rosa use our space, people from San Jose, Sacramento, folks coming from Vallejo, Antioch, Pittsburgh, Berkeley, Oakland to use our space. And I think it's because we lead with our values, and we're also creating something that resonates with people's I guess you say perspective on life, especially in these challenging times. People want something meaningful and they want to be a part of community, and you can't really build anything if you don't do it in community. And that's what we're trying to do.
Man, tell people how easy it is to get to again, because well, they need to hear that, because they're coming from different places. And you, are you open 24 hours or I don't know?
Yes, sir. We are open 24/7, and our space is located footsteps from the Richmond BART station. And that's the only station, one of the only stations in the Bay where the Capitol Corridor, the Amtrak, AC Transit, and BART all convene. And then we're 6 to 7 minutes away from the Richmond Ferry. So from a perspective of, if you have a business in San Jose, but you may have some employees on the east, on this side of East Bay, you can easily just jump on that Capitol Corridor and be here within 40 minutes and conduct that meeting in person if you need to. But for those of you that may have stakeholders throughout the Bay Area, our space is wonderful for conducting hybrid events as well. We just did one with Berkeley Food Institute where we had about 30 people in this space, but then we had a number of people on Zoom, and they were able to have a wonderful event. So our space is technologically forward. The space is professional, it's beautiful, and it's also welcoming, so you can come as you are.
Man, you're talking about sponsors, you're talking about partners, you're talking about hosting events there that corporations can have their office parties there. I mean, how big is the place?
So CoBiz is 9,000 square feet, and it's very, very modular. So we're able to manipulate the space and create an atmosphere that you want. If you're looking to host an event, a workshop, if you're looking to do your podcast at the space, we have a number of people creating podcasts, doing set designs for their marketing, whatever. You're only limited by your creativity when it comes to operating that CoBiz. And we're really looking for sponsors and corporate partners that understand the vision and the opportunity that's presented here. Yeah. There are patrons in let's say in Richmond in the East Bay that maybe your company does not have access to, and you want to have a greater reach. It's a wonderful opportunity to kind of help facilitate more awareness with the stakeholders here. Richmond is 40% Latino, about 17% African American, about 15% AAPI, and 13% Caucasian. And so there's a beautiful mix, a collage of people that may not be aware of your services or your company that you can create a bridge to through our space. And we're all here to partner with those that want to see people and organizations and businesses grow. And that may be some of you individuals right now listening to this radio show. And if so, feel free to contact me at 510-309-7107. I look forward to taking the call and exploring how we can partner and bring programs that may not be in West Contra Costa County or may not be in Richmond into this area with your assistance.
Could you say your number again and do it twice for anyone listening?
No problem. So the phone number to contact me is 510-309-7107. Once again, that's 510-309-7107. If you prefer to reach out to me via email, you can contact me at Wesley, WESLEY, at CoBiz, that is C as in cat, O as in Oscar, B as in boy, I as in Intel, Z as in zebra, Richmond, RICHMOND.com.
Wow. And the mixer is going to be happening Thursday, November 30th, huh?
Yes, sir, at 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Well, we're talking to Wesley Alexander, the CEO of CoBiz Richmond. And we've had a wonderful time. Wow, we're almost out of time right now, but we want to thank our guests. We want to thank you, Wesley.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
You can hear this show again via podcast from our local Black Chamber of Commerce. Go to blackchamber.com. Click on resources, then radio, then podcast. You can hear any of our podcasts again. So until we meet again, whether it's education, health, even politics and sports, it's all about business. Stay safe and stay connected. You're listening to California Business Connections.
You You've been listening to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. For more information about today's show, go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email Carl at carldavisjr@comcast.net. That's carldavisjr@comcast.net. Keeping you connected. California Business Connections.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.